Hey, Sol, I'm really anticipating this episode.
Why?
Because it's like, it's most anticipated.
Roll the intro, just roll it.
Alright, Sol, that was really rude for cutting me off. Anyway, sorry. Hi everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to Cinemaniacs. Things gonna get pretty maniacal. Is that the word?
I don't know what that word means, but that's alright.
I'll Google that later. We're talking about most anticipated for 2019.
2019's a big year, it seems like.
Oh yeah, last year we were like talking, last year is in 2018, we were talking about how many big releases there are.
Yeah, like nothing like this year.
Think the biggest franchises on this planet are like Star Wars and Marvel.
And we've got like
quite possibly the biggest Marvel movie.
And the biggest Star Wars movie.
And the biggest Star Wars movie. Well, the most recent Star Wars movie. And it's going to be big.
Yeah, and it's going to be big because it finishes off the new trilogy,
Culmination.
Do you want to talk about that first?
What do you want to talk about? Like the big blockbuster. What else? What other blockbusters? Like there's.
Well, there's Endgame, obviously, which we all love.
We have a title for.
Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4. Yeah.
Which I'm so scared of, but also really excited to see what they do.
I don't think I'm gonna watch it.
You will watch it.
I probably.
I'm
not gonna watch it, but I think I will watch it.
You will. Yeah.
Just because you know I need to talk about it on this podcast.
Yeah. Spider-Man: Far From Home.
Yeah,
as well.
Captain Marvel.
We just got a trailer for
it. I think I don't really want to watch Captain Marvel. It doesn't look particularly.
Oh, I don't even have that on my list. Yeah.
Oh, really? It's not on mine either. But it just reminds me, it's starting a new. It's important to Infinity War, I'm guessing, and two, it's starting up the new plot of the Skrull War, I believe.
I think
that's what they're.
That's because they've sort of finished with the Infinity Stones
Infinity
Endgame's done. Yeah.
So, but they're also she's gonna be in.
Endgame.
I think I should say. I think maybe they're doing that because everyone's thinking that, so they're going to make big money on Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Also, we've got, I don't know, this is a bit of a smaller movie, but we've got Joker. Sort of a bigger movie, but also quite.
Oh, save that for itself. That is a big movie in my eyes, but it's not going to. I'm not sure it's going to make that much money. It's not in DC, either, like DC and EU, I don't think.
So, what do you want to start with?
We'll talk about. Let's talk about Star Wars, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually at the very end of the year.
Yeah, that's in December. Which,
yeah, it's quite a while.
Which is good that they didn't release it in
2020 film.
It's good that they didn't release it in May, like they did with Solo, which just.
Well, that movie bombed. That's what they did with Rogue One as well. I think they'd do it like.
No, Rogue One was December. No,
December, right.
Yeah. Rogue One was December. They were all December except Solo.
We've had a Star Wars movie every year.
Yeah.
For the last few years. So there
Since 2015.
So it was Force Awakens, Rogue One. Last Jedi, Solo, and now we'll get Star Wars 9.
Although it feels ages since it'll feel ages since Solo, which was back in like May to December this year.
So when are we going to get a trailer for that?
Pretty soon.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but it's like, it's 12 months in advance. It's January.
Well, I still think, because I remember Last Jedi trailer came out after Rogue One. And that was December, right?
Really?
Yeah, it came out pretty quickly after. It came out in February, I think, actually. Maybe.
That's a long way, though. That's too much anticipation.
Yeah.
It's like Isle of Dogs. Was it Isle of Dogs? The trailer came out really early and then. No, it was, what's it called? Early Man.
Early Man. That trailer came out two years before the movie.
Yeah, so early.
Same with the Peanuts movie as well.
The hype just died, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think we'll get a trailer very soon. Mm. But, yeah, do you want to talk about Star Wars?
There's a thing with me where I just hate talking about Star Wars now.
Yeah, so sick.
I hate talking about Last Jedi. I'm sick of it. I've talked about it so much. Literally, my Twitter feed's flooded with Star Wars. I'm like, just shut up about it.
It's been a year and a bit. God, get over
and people are still harassing Rian Johnson about it. It's just like, just stop.
Wait, what's that crowdfunding, whatever it was, at for making a new.
Oh, that was a stupid thing to take it out of canon.
Open, or were they gonna? No, there was one where they were financing to make a new Star Wars 8.
Get over yourselves, people. Jesus
Christ. I'm gonna Google it. Talk about something. Talk about some more movies. Do you have
your movie? Yeah, I have, well, obviously, Avengers Endgame. I'm like, how can you not be excited for this movie? If you, like, living under a rock, then obviously you don't know about this movie, but, like, everyone knows about this movie. Mm-hmm. Infinity War was great. I loved it. I'm so excited for it. I thought the trailer actually showed too much. It felt like it showed too much, I thought.
For Endgame?
For Endgame, yeah. I thought it showed a bit too much. It showed Hawkeye, it showed Ant-Man. I'm like, geez, I don't know what to know this much.
Although, it's like they're going back into the comics and it's like...
Something like that. I don't think I'll watch the next Endgame trailer, though. I think that was enough for me.
By the way, apparently, for the Star Wars one, they raised $15 million fans on GoFundMe to... Yeah. Remake The Last Jedi.
Yeah, a lot of people did not. A lot of people were infuriated.
That's just trolls, but it's kind of funny.
It's a little bit funny.
It's like bad because so many people worked on it and put their heart and soul into it.
And Rian Johnson.
But that's amusing that people are so worked up. I mean, that's just trolling. Like people who.
I think that's ridiculous.
That's so dumb that people put their hard earned money into just that dumb.
Like, no one did that with the prequels.
They are not going to remake.
And a lot of people didn't like them, so.
So dumb.
Oh, of course, they won't. They're not going to do anything. Anyway, do you have any movies that you're really excited for?
Yeah. Well, let's keep talking about Endgame and Marvel.
Yeah, sure.
Marvel has like 3 release spots each year.
They do. So it's normally early February, March time.
Is one, and then they're doing
and
April.
Then April and then July.
April's their big one. Yeah. Always. So it would have been like Civil War, Avengers would have been one.
Yeah. That's exactly
Ultron,
how it works.
Last year it was.
Last year was Infinity War.
What was the February?
Black Panther.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, Black Panther. Yeah.
And then July was Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Uh-huh.
And then July this year's gonna be Spider-Man. Captain Marvel will be there. They like to do those release spots, which is actually pretty smart because it's not in the latter half of the year.
And you have about 4 months between each movie.
Exactly. So it's quite nice.
So it's just like a constant thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Always getting your Marvel fix. And then basically the movies come out straight after the digital Blu-rays, release.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Marvel. Marvel's always going to bring in money. It will bring in billions.
Oh, yeah. And they've got 3 movies every year.
I feel like there's less anticipation about Endgame, though. Although, like, people are excited to see what happens.
I think I'm a little less anticipated about Endgame than I was about Infinity War.
I mean, like, I'm still excited. I'm 100%
I'm insanely excited for Endgame, yeah.
Yeah.
But Infinity War, I was a bit, like, more.
Yeah. I mean, those are the big block. Lion King. Disney's monopolising. Yeah. They are going to take...
They love the remakes. They love them.
No, but they're monopolising all the... every company. Or they're trying to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, Universal and that make good movies. And Paramount and... Warner Brothers. Well, actually, Warner Brothers doesn't make good movies. They're making DC, EU movies.
And The Wizarding World. There's going to be 2 more Fantastic Beasts movies.
Really?
I didn't actually
see Who's making Avatar? Because there's like 5 of them.
As in the company?
No, yeah.
Well, I know it's directed by James Cameron.
Weeder's making, like, doing the...
Is Weeden doing one of them?
No, is it not, like, financing, but I'm fairly sure they do the CG and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm fairly sure. Yeah, at least that's where they did the first one.
Oh, okay.
But, so there's 5 Avatars coming up.
all in, like...
What's the first one even that good?
I like the first one. I like it. I think it's a good movie.
I remember.
I don't love it, but I do like it.
No, I saw it. It's whatever. I mean, like, it's good, but it's like
really. I think the visuals are incredible.
They were incredible for their time. That was 10 years ago. They don't age well.
I think they do. I think they still look good.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you get a 4K scan. Yeah. But not really.
We don't need 5 of those.
No, not at all.
I'm not actually that excited.
But Lion King, that's big. That will be big. And
Aladdin. And Dumbo.
Isn't Will Smith's plan?
He's a genie. I've seen a photo of him. I think he looks awful as the
genie. Duh! It's rewind time!
What?
YouTube Rewind?
Did you watch that? Oh, yeah, I did. And he was in it. Because he's, the best YouTuber, isn't he? He's such a good YouTuber.
He has a YouTube channel.
Does he actually?
Yeah.
I know Jack Black does.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. But he gets millions of views for vertical video.
Yeah, so weird. I don't know. The whole thing with... I don't know. I saw the press photo of Will Smith and Jasmine and Aladdin. I think Will Smith looks really bad. I'm actually really excited for that movie.
Lion King has such a good cast. Like, so well cast.
Yeah, it's
particularly John Oliver as Zazu.
As Zazu,
Zazu. That's just made to be. And Seth Rogen as Pumbaa.
Yeah.
And Donald Glover should be
Donald
great
Glover's
as well.
Good as Simba, yeah.
Donald Glover's... It's strange to me because he's like this massive celebrity, but he still performs like Childish Gambino, and you can go and see him in concert. It's like, it's odd to me.
It's weird. He's an actor, and he's literally like everything he does it great.
He does so well.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Oh, he's a great actor. He's going to be Simba. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah. So Disney has Pixar, they have Lucasfilm, they have Disney movies, of course.
Yeah, and they have...
They have TV, they have ABC, as in American. ABC, well, they Australian
have...
ABC.
Yeah, I don't know, but they have a lot.
They're going to get more. They're going to take it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to, like, over...
And they have Disneyland, which I went to, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Did I say Marvel? I didn't say Marvel. They have Marvel.
Yeah, of course they have, yeah.
Hmm, that's their main... That's one of their biggest ones. Yeah. That's where that's all come from. Yeah. Yeah, so those are the big
blockbusters. Next year's, like, probably one of the biggest years for Disney.
Yeah, but one of the biggest, like, it's...
Oh, it's one of the biggest years for blockbusters, yeah.
Yeah, it's not as many indie movies, although there are a few. Well, like, there's some medium-range ones, which a lot of people will see, but it's not, like, big explosions or anything.
True.
Yeah. One of them is Joker, for example.
Joker, yeah. You're talking about. Directed
by Todd Phillips. I'm very excited for that. Yeah, he directed The Hangover, and what else? He produced Star Is Born, which, that gets me a bit more excited.
Yeah. But the marketing for this movie is really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing how loose they are on photos from
the set. Amount of press photos is insane. We're getting
so much stuff. And that screen test with...
Yeah, the screen test was so good.
I watched that, like, 150 times just over
and
over.
I'm so excited for Walking Phoenix. I could land. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for Walking Phoenix. Because Jared Leto was... I'm not even going to talk about that.
Yeah, he didn't.
He was in the worst.
He didn't have anything to do though.
Yeah, true. He didn't have anything.
Really? That's like he tried.
They gave him nothing.
He could have been a good character, but I don't want them to bring him back.
No.
Yeah, Joker should be fantastic, and how he looks in the photos as well, like the style of it.
Yeah, it should be really good.
People are like, "Oh, he's not Heath Ledger. No one's going to be Heath Ledger.
No one's going to be Heath Ledger. No one will ever be Heath Ledger."
Yeah.
No matter how much you want it to happen. And it's nice that
even if you change your name to Heath Ledger and you're like, you're not going to be Heath Ledger.
I think it's great that they're different kinds of Jokers every time. Like, Heath Ledger was kind of this weird gangster one. And then we had Jared Leto, who was this weird
gangster. No, he was full gangster.
Well, he was full gangster, but also, like, really weirdly, like, sort of...
No, I think Heath Ledger was, like, an actual psycho.
Yeah, no. Okay, that's... Yeah. He's more of a psycho. And then Joaquin Phoenix actually looks like a clown. Like, he looks like a...
Like a scary clown.
Yeah, a scary clown. But he's a circus clown.
But no, Jack Nicholson as well.
Yeah, he's like he's kind of like a mob. He's kind of like a mobster dude, I guess.
That's basically gangster. No. Yeah. But I like how he actually used the sort of gadgets and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically dodgy Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. But, and then the goofy guy back in, like, the TV show or whatever.
Cesar Romero.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you remember his name. Oh, nice.
You know. Yeah. What are there's one that I'm a little bit excited for.
Yeah?
It's, by a small-time director, like, you might have seen one of his movies or, you know, a couple. His name's Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yeah, just a little director, yeah.
Yeah, small. No, I mean,
yeah, he doesn't do much movies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's really heard about, no one's really excited for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, not, like, I've never heard of Pulp Fiction or, you know, Reservoir Dogs or...
Yeah.
Or Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, I've never seen, you know, any of those movies. And
yeah.
Anyway, we're being sarcastic. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I love those movies.
Yeah. No, we all obviously do.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's like the most anticipated movie next year.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new Tarantino movie and everyone is excited for it. And if you're not, then watch Tarantino movies.
Yeah. It also has the return of Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
He's been out for a few years.
Yeah, since The Revenant.
Which was 2015?
2015, yeah.
Yeah, wow, he's been out.
Yeah, he has. Yeah. No, he literally got his Oscar and then left.
Yeah,
I know. It's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's weird. And it's also got Margot Robbie as well, which is very interesting.
And Brad Pitt.
And Brad Pitt.
So it's like stunt double. It's like a whole... Also, the title's an homage to the Brian De Palma movies, because Tarantino's a bit of a rip-off artist. But I mean...
He has his own style of it.
It so works. Yeah, it really does. Yeah, he definitely has his inspiration. And he knows too much. Like, I can't bring myself to watch foreign films or anything, but maybe I should... Well, like, foreign films that I've heard are good, not just, like, anything.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah, it's, ooh, that's an exciting movie.
God, I'm so excited for that. I'm interested to see where he goes with it.
Yeah, the good cast. Though they had one who died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was... Who,
before they started shooting or during shooting?
I think they had Burt Reynolds, and then Burt Reynolds died. Oh,
really?
So they had,
really?
And, yeah, they brought someone else in. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so they had him lined up for a role.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like I shouldn't skip over that, but I think there's so many movies in 2019. Mm. Got to move on. What else is there? There's obviously the Oscar movies, but we don't know
them yet because they're mostly all indie dramas.
You just kind of have to watch the news, and like that's a weird thing. Like you don't know what
you don't
Oscar
know.
Movies are. And you have
until
like
August.
You have like
not
a,
even that.
You have a month between Oscar nominations and when you sort of figure out what are actually going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of awards.
It's weird.
And then you have to get in and see all of it. Then
yeah.
It's really odd.
Yeah. What's another? Well, another movie that I'm really excited for, which is, I suppose, kind of
hit me up.
Rocket Man.
Oh yeah, the Elton John.
Elton John one, yeah.
That's got a lot more exciting for me.
Yeah, I love Elton John. He's like my favorite solo artist.
It could go bad.
It could go bad, which I don't know. But I'm.
You saw Elton John?
Yeah, I did. I saw him live. That was just one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Money bad.
It's bad. Anyway, Rocketman's directed by Dexter Fletcher, who took over from Borat, and he also did Eddie the Eagle as well, and it's his only other film.
Edgerton double up.
Yeah, so I'm actually really curious to see how this turns out, and the trailer's really sold me. I'm actually really excited. It looks like kind of like a biopic, but also like this weird fantasy sort of, which is kind
maybe
of cool.
Maybe that's just for the music sense. They might.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I'm
could
excited.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
And I love Taron Egerton, so yeah. Mm. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that should be an interesting one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any other that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I have a few. There's another small director called Martin Scorsese.
Oh, yeah, just a small
I'm not
director.
Doing that bit.
No,
again.
We're not doing that. We're not doing... We already did it.
It went on for a bit.
Yeah,
The Irishman, I don't know what it's about. I think it's a gangster movie.
Well, yeah, don't... Well, it's got, like, what?
Yeah,
like,
it's
Al Pacino,
it has
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
It's got everyone.
It is a gangster. Like, it's a gangster. I'm fairly sure it's about a... I heard it's about, like, a hitman, and he killed, like, a famous gangster. I've forgotten the name. I should do my research. I'll write down a script, but I don't.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry. But it's got Pesci, De Niro, and
is it Pacino?
Yeah. So it's like...
But it's going to be a Netflix release.
Yeah, which is kind of
apparently,
odd.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we see all these movies going to Netflix are getting actually big acclaim, which is kind of unexpected.
Did you see Bird Box?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't watch it.
It was fine. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Really?
Nothing groundbreaking like everyone thinks it is, but it's cool. I liked it. It was enjoyable.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a lot of dumb crap in it, but that's fine.
Yeah, you like another Netflix release called Annihilation. But, anyway, Irishman, that could be fun.
Irishman, yeah.
I really like Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, I still have yet to see that.
I always wanted to be a gangster. It's gonna be my year 12 quote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said.
Yeah, it's a good quote.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Pretty gory at parts.
Really?
Not. Have you seen? You've seen Goodfellas.
I haven't seen Goodfellas.
You have not seen Goodfellas?
I haven't seen many Scorsese at all.
Alright, you're not a cinemaniac.
I've seen I'm trying to think how many. I saw King of Comedy.
Oh, yeah, I didn't actually see that one.
And that's one of the ones that no one's really saw, which I actually thought was great.
You've seen
and
Wolf of Wall Street.
I've seen Wolf of Wall Street, which I love.
Oh, my goodness. I want that.
But he's got a massive filmography, so.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
I haven't seen King. I've seen quite a few. You saw Silence, did you?
I don't know. No, that was 2016 one that people didn't really talk about. Oh, is it? Okay. I should hit that one up. Andrew Garfield.
It's very slow.
Yeah.
Adam Driver,
Adam Driver, really?
Yeah.
Seen that movie?
Yeah, he is.
Really?
I think.
Oh, I thought it was...
I feel like sometimes I just make facts up, but...
That's fine.
I think that's a fact.
Yeah, that's all right.
give me another movie. Movie.
Another movie I have is called Us.
Oh, that's that... Jordan Peele. Is it a sequel or no?
No. Well, it could be a split Unbreakable situation. You did say that, but I don't think it will be. I don't really care if it isn't. I kind of hope it isn't, actually, because
really
it'd be
like,
fun to...
I did like Get Out, though.
I really like Get Out. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, I feel like it was like a Quiet Place, but like an extended reaction on Quiet Place. Because everyone was going on about how great A Quiet Place is, but then they kind of forgot about it. But everyone just kept going on about how great it was. Like, it's
Get
just
Out.
The reaction. Yeah. It's like, how many
Get Out came out in like February.
Everyone watched it.
And then it got nominated for Best Picture. That doesn't happen often at all.
Yeah, no. February releases.
Yeah.
But Split didn't, like James McAvoy.
Didn't get nominated for Best Actor, which he should have, but he didn't.
Of course not. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but the whole Oscar conversation is a conversation for another day.
Yeah, well, James McAvoy has a second shot.
Glass.
Yeah, which I saw.
He saw that today.
I saw that today. It is fantastic.
He really liked it.
I might.
You know, you were in the minority there.
I really loved it. Like the.
Which is good. Which
the
is
cinematography
fine,
was beautiful. All the acting was fantastic. Like there was some action, which the action was probably the weakest part,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know, it really played with the brain, and it was just like, I was really engaged
yeah
in it.
yeah That's good.
Yeah, but I'll wait for you. You're the pro reviewer.
I'm not the pro reviewer. We're both good at reviewing. I'll just listen to you. But yeah, I'm going to watch the movie soon.
You're like three twists, though. Like three.
Really?
Yeah.
He normally likes the one twist for the movie.
Yeah.
I'm also really excited for June, which I'm not sure if it's going to come out this year. It's directed by Denis Villeneuve.
Oh, right, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's starring Timothy Chalamet. They've got... Oh, why didn't I write this down? They've got a massive cast that I've heard is really good.
Right.
For the movie. It's got Timothy Chalamet, some other people. They've got... there's another person. It's based off... There was another movie called Dune back in the day. Which apparently wasn't very good, so they're remaking... He's remaking it, but...
Why would you remake a not good movie?
Well, I mean... No, I think that's better than remaking a movie that's been good. Because if you're remaking a bad movie, then it's actually going to be good. But if you remake some, like... If you're remaking Memento, which, I mean, it's the dumbest decision any... Apparently, there might be...
Wait, are they doing that?
There might be. There's, like, a whole little, like, discussion around Hollywood. They might be remaking Memento, which is the dumbest thing ever. Yeah, why would you do that?
They could do a sequel to it.
Maybe,
A second, but not a remake.
No, not a remake.
Remember when Vince Vaughn remade Psycho Shot for Shot?
Did he?
Apparently Shot for Shot, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Vince Vaughn, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I'm fairly sure he was
Vince Vaughn, as in he directed it.
No, he acted in it. He was Norman Bates.
Okay.
He might have directed it as well. I'm... Once again, pulling stuff out of my...
That's obviously head. Just like... That's not actually that didn't come out as a movie, though.
It did.
Oh, really? It's not just like this little jokey thing? Or is it actually... Really? What the heck? I feel like I should have heard of that.
Yeah, it happened.
All right.
And it got panned.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm not surprised.
People weren't happy with it because they kind of stuffed it up, apparently.
I'm not surprised. Why would you remake Psycho? Okay. It's the stupidest thing ever.
Also, they made... Psycho 2 and Psycho 3, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not that surprised about that because everyone loves Psycho. And it's
was that Hitchcock? And there was...
That wouldn't have been Hitchcock, I don't think he liked it.
It was Psycho 4. Here's the Vince Vaughn one.
I do know that.
4.6 on IMDb.
And what's the other...
No,
what's the
Medical directed score? By Gus Van Sant.
Oh. Yeah, he did... What did he do?
Let me check. I've got him. Got him doing anything.
Not Green Mile. He did something else. He did a couple really good movies.
I'll just check what ones I've rated. Your rating. Titles you rate. Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting, Good Will Hunting. Was that like the only thing he did?
That's all that I know. Oh, he directed Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, which is that.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, which I think that's where I've recently heard his name. But anyway, they remade Psycho. Shot for shot,
that's
apparently.
That's stupid. I don't know, the whole reboot... Actually, speaking of one that's not a remake, it's a sequel, but we actually got recent news that Ivan Reitman's son, who directed... Ivan Reitman, he directed Ghostbusters. His son, Jason Reitman, is going to do Ghostbusters 3.
What? Is it... What?
There's already a teaser for it. It's coming out... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it came out the other day. It's just literally like the camera going to a shed and then the Ghostbusters car's in a shed. The theme's not in it, but yeah.
Right. It will be.
Yeah.
You saw the female one, didn't you?
The 2016 one, yeah. I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it was fine.
Okay.
It wasn't very funny, but I mean...
I seem to remember you panning it, but now that Melissa McCarthy's up for an Oscar...
No. I never panned it. I thought it was fine when I saw it. I think, what do you call it? I think the cameos are really terrible, though. The cameos of Bill Murray and all the other dudes.
I haven't seen it, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not that I didn't like it. I just wasn't that into Ghostbusters.
That's fair.
The original
Ghostbusters. It's not that great. I think it's a really good movie, though. I like it. It's good comedy.
I'm not that into it. It's kind of like E.T. I mean, a lot of people love it, but I'm just not that into it. Not E.T. that it's a bad it's been movie. A while. And I get why it's like classic, but I just wasn't that into it.
Fair enough, yeah.
Just didn't. Yeah, it didn't.
Anyway, I feel like we're going off track. is there any other... It's
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Is there any anticipated movies you're excited for?
Hotel Mumbai, I heard about. I haven't actually.
I know nothing about it.
It's like Dev Patel, and it's like a true story.
Oh, okay.
It's a March release, but I mean, from what it sounds like, it could be Oscar. I mean, not Oscar, but award season material.
No, like, I like those sort of indie movies that like you know about before the sort of year.
Project.
Yeah.
I knew about that before the year.
Did you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I told you that, and I was like early before any Oscar movie had come out. That was going to be. And I mean, Willem Dafoe got...
He got screwed over, though.
It was actually... Willem Dafoe, that was it. But it was legit better than Shapefoot. It was better than...
Wow, that's debatable.
I think it was.
I thought 2016 was actually a good year for Oscar movies. I do really like The Florida Project, but... It's scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else for you?
I kind of like...
We're really struggling.
Did you see the trailer for Detective Pikachu?
Other Ryan Gosling. Not Gosling. Reynolds. Reynolds, yeah.
I'm so excited for Detective Pikachu.
I really hope it turns into Deadpool.
like a Deadpool Pikachu thing.
That would be so funny. I'm actually... I can't think of Ryan Reynolds without thinking Deadpool.
Same.
Some people
think
like Van Wilder and stuff, but or like Green Lantern.
Oh, why would people think Green Lantern
too, actually.
Really?
It's like Green Lantern Corps. It might be 2020, but it might be 19.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. I'm okay. Not going to bother researching it.
Yeah, but Detective Pikachu, I like the trailer. I think it looked really fun.
Okay. I never watched Pokemon. Did you watch Pokemon as a kid? I mean,
I had like a weird phase where I was into Pokemon for a long time. I sort of just gave up.
My brother like watched, just binged through the, it was when Pokemon Go came in.
Oh.
And that's when he really got into it. And then, then he's like, I'm too good for the video game where I walk around. I'm getting a heap of cards.
Yeah,
so he dropped a few $100 on Pokemon cards.
Oh, no.
Like, just straight up. Yeah.
That's bad mistakes.
The phase lasted him a tiny while.
Yeah.
And then he just...
No, that's what happens. Yeah, I had a Pokemon favorite. I didn't actually buy any cards. I just watched a TV show, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disappointing. I've been fortunate enough to not get into that nerd.
Yeah. Did you have any like weird phases that you went through for a bit? Like just phases of like little like stuff. Obviously everyone has phases, surely.
Thomas the Tank Engine? No, that's not weird.
That's not really a weird phase.
I was little.
But like you had just a phase where like you were like in your early teens, maybe late child years where you just had a phase. I had a Pokemon phase.
I'm a perfect child. No, I don't know. I don't know. I'll get back to you.
I had a long Adventure Time phase. That was massive.
No, not Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really tune into any shows, like, specifically.
You just sort of saw what's on.
I never had Netflix or anything.
Yeah.
So I was streaming or owned anything, so I just kind of...
Yeah, just saw what was on.
Yeah, just watched what was on.
That's fair.
YouTube, I watched a bit of YouTube for a while.
Yeah.
Like, certain YouTubers I got into.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. We're on Cinemaniacs, so... do you have anything else? What were we talking about?
I don't know, we were talking about a movie, but I forgot. Oh, Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
I don't know how we went off track from that. We haven't actually talked about Spider-Man Far From Home yet. What did you think of that trailer? Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
That came out recently.
I absolutely adored Homecoming.
Same.
Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
I think it could be interesting. It looks like quite a few explosions, but all the...
It looks different.
I'm really not into all the big booms and explosions and stuff. But I feel like that's just for the trailer to get people hyped up.
I think the Homecoming trailer was similar. It had the explosion of the fairy and also Iron Man flying and stuff.
But it was more than that. And
no,
I
it was,
think
yeah.
It's more than that in this as well. I think it could be really...
I'm super excited for Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mysterio.
Mm. They're bringing in
the Sinister Six, I think.
Do you reckon? Yeah, that probably makes
sense. So they have Mysterio.
So many little hands in there.
They have Mysterio. They have Vulture already. They have Shocker.
And we know they have Scorpion.
They had Shocker.
They had Scorpion because they had the tattoo guy.
Yeah, although that's a bit less obvious. True. Like Shocker was pretty...
Well, I mean, he was in the post-credits, so I still think Scorpions. But yeah, it was less obvious. Although Shocker, was Shocker even part of it? Is he like... I mean, he probably was.
I don't know. I feel like, didn't we see Sandman in the trailer?
Yeah, people are thinking it was called like the Elements.
The Elemental.
If you could tell, we don't read comics, so we don't know what we're talking about.
I really wish I got into comics. One thing I really wish I had.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, actually.
Yeah.
Because then we could talk about this stuff.
Yeah, but like that's not 90s, like 80s, late 80s, early 90s thing. Which that's when I wish I was kind of around. Like,
fair enough, yeah.
2000 sucks. It's all just like feminists.
Well, 2010s, yeah.
Not there's anything wrong with feminism.
No, you're allowed to have your views. It's awesome.
No. sorry.
If the whole world was the same, it would be boring.
Don't attack me, please. I'm going to get attacked.
That's fine.
Speaking of feminists and triggering people, there's a movie where Taika Waititi plays Adolf Hitler.
That's going to be so weird. I don't even know what to think about that. I mean, I love Taika Waititi, but...
He always makes everything funny. Like, his things are hilarious.
Yeah, no, he is.
I really think it'll be hard for him to make the Holocaust hilarious. I think that'll be quite a feat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I hope he does. No, I don't hope he does. But, like, he will get chewed out.
Well, maybe.
That could be really interesting.
I don't know. That could be, yeah.
So, let me give you the description. A young boy in Hitler's army finds out his mother is hiding a Jewish boy in their home.
Yeah, that's weird.
It could be interesting, but like...
I'm excited.
I think it'll be funny.
Yeah.
Like, I think he can't do anything with it.
No, he's good at
comedy. Superhero movies aren't funny. I mean, they are now. Like, Marvel's really done their comedy well. Yeah. But, like, That was a comedy. It wasn't even like an action. It was a comedy.
Yeah. Before the MCU, it was the superhero movies weren't funny.
Yeah, like Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, no. X-Men. Raimi Spider-Man.
They didn't know how to have humor. Yeah, no. Yeah, and then like Iron Man came in being all quippy and funny.
And that's the whole era that we're in. And now, obviously, what do you call it? Oh, speaking of 2019 movies, DC is coming with Shazam, which I don't actually care about.
I'll watch it as well. Although, like, I've given up on DC. Like,
well, you didn't see Aquaman, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, a lot of people really like that.
I almost got sucked in to go watch that.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Like, I was going to go watch it.
Yeah.
When it made like a billion or whatever.
Yeah.
It's hit a billion, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it has. I think it's the top grossing DCU movie, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is kind of strange, because how did Justice League not be the top grossing?
Because like, Justice League was garbage. It was
terrible. But I mean, like, you know, because it's like kind of the Avengers of DC. Yeah, that movie was less grossing than like Aquaman, just the fish guy.
It was just a manufactured commercial machine. Like, they tried to be funny. Like, they're trying to use the MCU.
Justice League, really.
They're actually trying to copy the MCU.
Well, Shazam, I feel like I have a little hope for, even though I didn't think the trailer was that good. I thought
it was okay. I mean, I feel like they're trying to be too funny again.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but it's like a manufactured sort of funny, like they have comedy writers coming in. But it needs to just kind of be natural or go with the character. Like,
well, I suppose, yeah. A lot of Thor Ragnarok was improvised, apparently.
Superman and Batman aren't funny. They're not funny. Yeah. That, like, Batman's like, you killed my mother and father! Yeah.
And it's weird to sort of change DCU into this funny type of thing when before it was already the serious type thing.
Yeah.
Even though I think the DCU is terrible. Yeah. I don't like basically all the films. But yeah. I don't know. It's just weird. We'll see about Shazam, because, I don't know. It could be good.
Yeah. What else is there? There's Top Gun Maverick. Oh, well, there was Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, Top Gun Maverick. That got pushed back, didn't it?
It got pushed back, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it on this list, though, just in case it gets
That's fine. You can't. Back again. Apparently, The Irishman was supposed to come out. Oh, wait. No, we talked about The Irishman. Apparently, The Irishman was supposed to come out in 2018, but it didn't.
Yeah, and then it got pushed forward. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that upset was weird. Me a bit. But Maverick upsets me quite a bit more. Yeah. I'm going to try and limit myself to, like, one or two IMAX movies.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I'm guessing you're going to do Endgame, maybe? What do you reckon? Oh, well, Maverick.
No, it's a bit close.
But that'll be 2020. Well, yeah,
it's 2020. I might go Once Upon a Time. Depends if Joker...
I don't know if Once Upon a Time will be in...
Joker might get a release, an IMAX release.
It's normally...
I am very excited for that. Well, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood... They filmed Hateful Eight in 70mm film, which they can screen that at IMAX theatres.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they do that for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and they film that on 70mm, I will see that and I will pay money for that.
I would pay money for that as well.
Oh, yeah. Man. That is a day.
That's going to be so fun.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm so excited for that movie. Jeez. Yeah, 2019 is shaping up to be a big year.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year.
It's going to be massive.
Indie could be good, but I think it's going to be pretty weak for indie. Like,
I don't think it'll be weak because you don't know what to expect with indie movies.
Next year could be the year a blockbuster wins Best Picture up.
Well, I mean, we're seeing Black Panther, 2019 Oscars. I mean, like, yeah, things are happening. Anyway, so that's probably going to be our next podcast. Oscar things, right? No? Yes?
I think we should release it. We don't actually know yet. We don't know. I reckon, like, when I said Melissa McCarthy was going to be going for an Oscar, I said that just because I assume so, because Sully's so definite about it.
Yeah, I think she's locked in for a nomination.
Ooh, if Black Panther gets it. Not that Black Panther's bad.
Yeah. Wait, so are we going to do Oscar podcast?
We're going to release this later. So, okay. we've recorded this out of order.
Yeah.
And
but the...
we're going to release the podcast we record after this first.
Yeah.
So,
that's fine.
See you on the flip side.
Yeah, because the Oscar nominations are tonight, so it's going to be fun.
I'm really tired.
Are you?
Yeah, because...
You're not going to stay up for them? We don't have to
stay up for them. Oh, no, I'm staying up for them, of course, but, like, man.
he's gotten back from America, so I can understand why you're extremely jet-lagged. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
I'm in pain. Send a doctor.
I think it's time to stop.
Send a doctor.
Anyway, so that's been our anticipated movies for 2019. It's going to be a big year. We're excited. Yeah.
Thanks.
Eric, got any signing off words? Any quotes or anything?
I've been thinking about that. I reckon we should finish it with and cut. Get it? Because it's like movies.
Oh, yeah. But like we said at the same time.
So, separately? Cut.
Cut.
Bye.
Bye.